Quite a mixed selection for you this month, including a couple of new CDs and requests, and the chance to share with you some recordings that listeners have sent to me. It's all here on Organ First Radio. Getting this month's show off to a bright start is Rod Skelding at the Sergeant Stark Wurlitzer in Hollywood with This Could Be the Start of Something Big and I Feel a Song Coming On. I Feel a Song Coming On, and before that, This Could Be the Start of Something Big. But sadly for Rod, he never got the chance to make it big in Hollywood because he was mugged and shot one evening after locking up the music store where he worked. I was reminded of his brief contribution to the organ world the other day when I got an email from someone who used to work with him during the times that they were both employed by Associated British Cinemas as trainee cinema managers. So I was able to tell the writer of the email, Mr. Steve Owen, that a few months ago some of Rod's recordings became available on a CD titled That's Entertainment from Hollywood. It's on the OK Roland label and naturally available from MSS Studios. And on the same CD, Rod is in the illustrious company of Organ World legends Ashley Miller and Gaylord Carter. One of the nice things about this programme is that I often get sent recordings from listeners who suggest the inclusion of specific items, and a long-time listener is someone who I only know as Bill, on account of the fact that he lives in Chile and has, to me at least, a name that I'd rather not try and pronounce. He asked if I'd ever heard of Otto Weiss, which I had, but not this recording that he made, and it's called Buzzin' Boogie. Take much imagination to realise that that was a very souped-up version of The Flight of the Bumblebee, played there on a 1962 LP by German organist Otto Weiss on his crazy organ, reputedly a Hammond. And for good measure and programme balance and all that kind of stuff, here's a more refined and upper-class member of the Bee family, as portrayed by Johnny Seng at the pipe organ. Flight of the Bumblebee, played there by Johnny Seng. You may recall that last month I ran out of time and left you with the promise that I'll play another track from the new CD by Chris Powell at his Roland AT900C, the one owned, recorded and featured by him in all his concerts. He's about to turn back the clock to the 50s with this medley of tunes that I'm sure you all know, but if not, I'll tell you what they are after Chris has entertained us.
Thank you.
Chris Powell, that is Roland, with Blueberry Hill, The Great Pretender, Mr. Sandman, La Bamba, Magic Moments, and finally At the Hop. And they're all taken from his current CD titled Downtown, which is available from him at his concerts or via mail order from MSS Studios. On the 28th of this month, back in 1997, the organ world lost one of its undoubted masters of the electronic organ. I'm, of course, referring to Klaus Wunderlich. And over the weekend of the 19th to the 21st, I'll be at the Versi Oktoberfest at the Marriott Hotel in Huntingdon, where I'll be presenting a feature video on this sadly missed organ celebrity. I had an email from a Mr. John Brown, not he of the famous song, who asked me if I might have any recording of the Charlie Barnett composition Skyliner. So, who better to take us on a nostalgic big band journey than Klaus himself? Skyliner, 3 minutes of sheer brilliance at the Versi organ by the never-to-be-forgotten Klaus Wunderlich. Here's a new CD from an organist equally at home on pipes or electronics, and it's Howard Beaumont. Back on one of the hottest days of the year, he journeyed to the Victoria Hall at Saltaire to record the beautifully installed, much-travelled Wurlitzer of 3 manuals and 11 ranks of pipes, plus a MIDI piano that originally came into this country in 1937 for installation in the Gaumont Cinema in Oldham. Since then, it's been in a number of homes, but this one, to my mind, is simply made for it, so long may it remain there. As Howard explained, the heat of the day gave the technical team a few problematic moments in the matter of tuning, but, as you're about to hear, everything turned out just fine and dandy in the end. I'll give you some more details of the CD after these two numbers, both recorded in days gone by organist Sidney Torch. Song of India and Hot Dog.
Thank you.
Song of India and Hot Dog, just two tunes taken from a new CD by Howard Beaumont, titled Tap Your Troubles Away. As I said, the organ is the one belonging to the Cinema Organ Society and now installed in the Victoria Hall at Saltaire, where it's proving to be something of an attraction. There's another 14 tracks like those, including a lengthy medley from that never-to-be-forgotten film Singing in the Rain. Elsewhere, Howard has a bit of fun with the honky-tonk train, changes to a romantic mood with The Rose, The Song Is You, The Way You Look Tonight, When I Fall in Love, and also includes some good old standards such as the St. Louis Blues, Shenandoah, At the Copacabana, Orange Coloured Sky, and Hello Dolly. Well, this particular organ is fast becoming a favourite with organists, and for Howard to get the opportunity to record it, well, it must have been quite an honour, and I'm sure everyone concerned with the production will have been mightily pleased. The CD is available from Howard at his concerts and also from MSS Studios. Now, another Cinema Organ Society instrument, which has had a couple of homes or so, is the one which belongs to the London Group and at present is being installed in the former Troxy Cinema at Stepney, its last previous home being at the South Bank Polytechnic, where Richard Hills recorded this selection back in 1998 of the music of Noel Coward.
Thank you.
an 8-part selection of music of Noel Coward, played by Richard Hills. Talking of whom, did you hear that fabulous programme which he gave from the Royal Albert Hall as part of the last Proms season? I've waited years to hear such a beautiful programme of music. It was played to perfection and all topped off with an audience who weren't afraid to show their appreciation in a way that I've never heard at a pipe organ concert before. So, congratulations to Richard Hills. Let's just hope they ask him to do it again next year. Some weeks ago I was asked why I didn't play any recordings by Walter Wanderley, the Brazilian organist and pianist famous for his bossa nova rhythm patterns. Truth of the matter was, I didn't have any of his recordings in my collection. That was until a few days ago when I picked up a copy in a local charity shop for 50 pence. It responded well to a little cleaning, and so from the album, titled Brazilian Organ, here is Walter Wanderley and Corcovado. Corcovado, composed by Antonio Carlos Jobim and styled there in the exciting Latin American rhythm by Walter Wanderley. Another long-time listener to these programmes that I've come to know via the internet in recent years is Dave Rosenberger from the USA. Whenever Dave spots anything that he thinks I might like for my collection, he very generously obtains it for me, and the other week he sent me an almost mint copy of a 1962 album by Don Baker, playing what was, back then, a revolutionary-sounding electronic theatre organ made by the Conn Organ Company. The album is titled Curtain Time, and from it I've chosen a delightful little number simply called Intermezzo. Now, why the record company didn't bother to indicate just which intermezzo it is, I'll never know. It's quite a well-known one, but for the life of me, I can't think who wrote it, and so if you happen to know, please tell me. In the meantime, let's just enjoy it. Intermezzo, played by Don Baker at the Con. To close the show this month, an advance track from a forthcoming release featuring the Governor, namely Brian Rodwell, playing the fiery little 8-rank Wurlitzer in the Granada Cinema in Clapham Junction back in 1978. This is taken from a new CD that should be in the MSS catalogue in November, and it has the title The Man on the Clapham Organ. Now, I promise you, that title does have a special meaning, but for the time being, just sit back and listen to the gorgeous version here of Brian Rodwell and Misty. Safety, played there by Brian Rodwell, and I don't think anywhere in my collection do I have such a beautifully styled version of that classic. Just when you think he's about to end it, Brian pulls out another gigantic handful of tone colours and takes the listener on yet another theatre organ journey of delight. No wonder they called him the Governor. So there we are. I do hope I might meet some of you at the Versi Oktoberfest at the Marriott Hotel in Huntingdon on the 19th through to the 21st of this month. I'm certainly looking forward to seeing Franz Lambert there, and who knows, I might even manage to get an interview with him for the November edition. And until that time, this is Alan Ashton saying, as ever, bye for now.
Been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penelador production presented by Alan Ashton with technical direction by Ian King.